We learned earlier on in the Perek that if somebody transports Maisesheni produce from one location to another, and then he redeems it in the second location, the price which he uses to redeem it depends on the location which he is in currently. So not the original location, rather the second location where he is when he redeems the produce. We're going to see in our Mishnah a very similar idea, and a different consequence of that. So the Mishnah tells us that Hamaniach Issar, one who places an Issar, he sets aside an Issar coin, which is Chulin, and he stipulates that every time he eats part of his Maisa Sheni produce, before he eats it, he is redeeming it onto that money. So the Maisa Sheni status is transferred from the food onto the money, and then he eats the food, until he has eaten an Issar worth of food, and then the entire coin will be considered Maisa Sheni, and he'll spend that in Yerushalayim as the usual laws of Maisa Sheni go. So the Mishnah says that Hamaniach Issar, one who sets aside this Issar coin in order to redeem Maisa Sheni onto the coin, v'ochel olav chetziyai, and he eats corresponding to half of its value. So he eats half an Issar worth of his Maisa Sheni produce, which became Chulin produce, and then v'holach l'mokim acher, he went to another place, and he brought the Issar coin with him, v'harehu yotzei b'fundiyain, but in the second location, the Issar is worth double. It's worth a pundiyain, which is 2 Issar. So the question is, how much more room is there in this coin to redeem Maisa Sheni onto it? So you might think at first glance that since this person ate half an Issar, and now the coin is worth 2 Issar, so he's got 1 Issar and a half left. However, that is not the case, because the fact is that he ate half of what he was allowed to eat when he was in the original location. And so the Mishnah says we don't look at the exact amount which he's eaten, rather we look at the proportion of the coin which he has eaten. And in our case, that was half. Half of the coin has been used up, that can never be recovered. And so he's got half the coin left, so since now the coin is worth 2 Issar, half of that would be 1 Issar, so Eichel Olav Eid Issar, he is allowed to eat one more Issar, and that would be redeemed onto the coin, and the entire coin would then be considered a Maisa Sheni coin. Now what happens if it's the other way around? Hamaniach Pundiyain, one who sets aside a Pundiyain of Chulin in order to redeem Maisa Sheni produce onto that, V'ochel Olav Chetziyai, and he eats half the Pundiyain, so he eats 1 Issar worth of produce, so now he has used up half of the coin. Then he goes to another place, and what was worth a punjain in his original place is now worth only an Issar, half the amount. So says the Mishnah, he's got half of the coin left which he hasn't used, but whereas in his original location half of the coin was worth an Issar, now it is only worth half an Issar, and therefore Ichel Olav Eid Plug, he can eat another half an Issar corresponding to that half which is still free. Now the second half of the Mishnah discusses the exact opposite case, where he's got a coin of Maisa Sheni, and he spends that on food. So whereas in the previous case the coin itself was Chulin, and he was redeeming produce onto the money, now he's actually spending the money, and so transferring the Maisa Sheni status from the money onto the produce. And this is going to involve quite a lot of maths, and the main point of discussion is if somebody has, let's say, a coin of Maisa Sheni, and he's spending money on produce, not necessarily using that specific coin, but by buying other produce, he's redeeming that coin onto the produce. And the question of our Mishnah is there a point at which he's redeemed so much of the coin that that which is left in the coin which has not been redeemed is such a small amount that it's considered insignificant, and so even though there'd be a tiny amount of the coin which is still Maisa Sheni and hasn't been redeemed, we would say that it's okay, and we consider the entire coin to be chulin and redeemed because it's just a tiny amount. And the answer is, indeed there is. Hamaniach Issar shel Maisa Sheni, one who sets aside a Maisa Sheni Issar, and he's buying produce and redeeming the Maisa Sheni onto that produce, Eichel Olav Achadosar B'Issar, he only needs to eat 10/11 of the Issar, food worth 10/11 of an Issar, and once there's only 1/11, which is around 9-10%, that, according to the Mishnah, is considered an insignificant amount, at least according to this opinion, such that we consider that as if it was redeemed, then it's considered chulin. Now, all of that is only with regards to Maisa Sheni separated from Demai, which is produce from which it is unsure whether the Maises have been taken. So out of doubt, one needs to separate the Maises again. But the Maisa Sheni which is separated from it is only out of doubt. So in that case, as soon as you've eaten 10/11, you can consider the entire coin redeemed. However, when it comes to real Maisa Sheni, which was separated from Tevel, definitely untithed produce, then Ve'echom Nemeo Be'Issar, you can only leave 1/100, 1% of the Issar not redeemed, and we would consider that amount to be insignificant. Which means you have to spend 99% of it, not only 10/11, but 99/100, in order to consider the entire coin to be redeemed. Now, the reason for these exact amounts is not very clear. Some authorities want to suggest that the amount of 1% is similar to nullification, where if one unit of truma is mixed with 100 units of chulin, the truma is considered insignificant and nullified. So perhaps it's a similar idea over here, where 1/100th is considered an insignificant amount. And the reason for the number of 10/11, and this is where the maths comes in, is as follows. In many areas of halacha, a shoya pruta, the value of a pruta, is considered the smallest significant amount of money, and anything below that is not considered valuable at all. Now, there are 8 prutas in a isar, which means that when it comes to percentages, one pruta is 12.5% of an isar. Now, when one redeems Maaseh Sheni, he needs to add on a chomesh, which, as we have explained, is really a quarter. And so now, if let's say we take an example where somebody ate produce worth 9/10 of the isar, so that's 90% of the isar. That means that there's 10%, which is left. Now, 10% plus a chomesh, plus a quarter, is 12.5%, which is the value of a pruta. Which means that if you only eat 9/10 of the isar, then there will still be a pruta left in the coin. And that is considered significant. And therefore, only if you eat 10/11, you bring it up one, only then will that which is not yet redeemed be less than a pruta, and therefore will be considered insignificant, and we would consider the entire coin to be redeemed. So that's all the Tanakhama's opinion. Now, Bishamayim and Bishamayim say, Hakol, all of it, meaning all of the cases, whether the Maaseh Sheni be from Demai or from definitely untithed produce, Asara, the amount is 10, which means that as soon as there's only 1/10 of the coin which is left unspent, unredeemed, we consider the entire coin to be redeemed. And the reason for Beis Shammai is that we don't calculate it using the Chomesh. So as soon as you've eaten 9/10 of the coin, food worth 9/10 of the Isar, so there's only 1/10 left, 10% is less than a pruta. It's true if you start adding on a quarter so it comes to be a pruta. The fact is, within this coin itself, the only part of the coin which has not yet been spent is 10% of the Isar, which is less than a pruta. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, that is considered insignificant, so we consider the entire coin to be redeemed. Now, Beis Hillel agree with the Tanakhama that we do take the Chomesh into account. However, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, it's only Bavadai. When it comes to definitely untithed produce, Tevel, if my Sesheni was separated from there, then it's Achadosar. Then once you've eaten 10/11, then we consider the entire coin to be redeemed. So that means with regards to definite my Sesheni, we do calculate the Chomesh with it. And so in that regard, they disagree with Beis Shammai. However, over Demai, when it comes to Demai, Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that we don't take the Chomesh into account. And therefore, Asara, it's 10, meaning as soon as you've eaten 9/10, and there's only 1/10 left, that's considered done. The whole coin is considered redeemed. And the reason for this is very simple. That when you redeem Maaseh Sheni of Demai, you don't need to add a Chomesh. So of course we're not going to calculate it using a Chomesh adding on a quarter when it comes to Demai. Because there is no Chomesh when it comes to Demai. Now, based on this, the Tanakhama's opinion is quite difficult, because according to the Tanakhama, we do calculate the Chomesh when it comes to Demai. So seemingly that is a big stringency, where the Tanakhama holds that even though in general you don't need to add a Chomesh onto Demai produce, since there is a concept of Chomesh in general, we do calculate the Chomesh, and therefore, according to the Tanakhama, only once you've eaten 10/11 of the produce when it comes to Demai, only then can you consider the entire coin to be redeemed. Mishnah Tes says the Mishnah Kol Ha'Mois Hanim Tzotim, all money which is found, if somebody finds money lying around and he picks it up, he can assume that Hari Elu Chulin, that all the money is considered Chulin money. He does not need to be concerned that somebody used the money to redeem Maaseh Sheni produce onto that money. The reason being that most money is Chulin. So we follow the majority over here, and therefore one can assume that it is Chulin. Now the truth is, the Mishnah in Shekolim does say there is an exception, and that is that if you find the money in Yerushalayim, during one of the Sholosh Regalim, one of the three main Yom Tovim. In that scenario, you do need to be worried that it is considered Maaseh Sheni money, because in Yerushalayim, during that time, most people brought up their Maaseh Sheni for the Sholosh Regalim, because they had to come up to Yerushalayim anyway at that time to appear at the Beis HaMikdosh on the Sholosh Regalim. And therefore, if you find money at that time in that place in Yerushalayim, then you do need to be concerned that it is Maaseh Sheni money. However, in general, you don't. Afilu dinar zohavim akesavim amois. Even if the money you find consists of a gold dinar and a silver dinar and copper coins, even then you can consider it chulin. And the reason why the Mishnah is saying this is because I might have thought that this is an indication that it's Maaseh Sheni money. Because in general, people don't carry around lots of different types of coins. But with regards to my sashimi, you would. Because you would redeem all of your produce onto gold coins. But then you'll have some leftover produce, which doesn't quite make up a gold coin. So you would redeem that onto silver coins. But then you'd have a little bit of extra produce, which doesn't quite make up a silver coin. So you'd need to redeem that onto copper coins, and that would explain why you'd have all these different types of coins together. However, the Mishnah says that you do not need to assume that is the case, because in general, if people do have Maaseh Sheni money, they would write on a piece of clay or something, as we're about to see, that it is Maaseh Sheni. So the fact that there is no indication that it's Maaseh Sheni money means that you can still assume that it's Cholin. However, as we just said, Motzah B'Seichan Cheres, if you find among the money, if you imagine the money is tied into a pouch, and in that pouch there's also cheres, a piece of earthenware, v'chosov alav maisa, and the word maisa is written on that earthenware piece, so in that case, harizeh maisa, then you do have to assume that it's maisa sheni, as that clay piece indicates. Although it is possible that the earthenware piece came from somewhere else, and it fell among that money, nevertheless, it's far more likely that he put it there, and therefore you do need to be worried and be concerned and treat this as my sasheni money.
Mishnah Yud, on a similar note, hamotze kli v'chosavol of carbon.
One who finds a container, utensil, on which it is written the word carbon. Now, although carbon generally means a carbon which is brought up on the Mizbeach, a sacrifice, carbon can also refer to the general category of hekdush. Hekdush is anything which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So if somebody designates an item which will go to the Beis HaMikdash, then that now becomes hekdush. So you've got a container, utensil, on which it is written that this thing is hekdush. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hayo shel cheres, if that utensil was made out of earthenware was a very cheap material, wasn't considered very significant or important, and so it was quite uncommon for somebody to designate that to the Beis HaMikdash. They would designate nicer things. And because of that, you can assume that the label on the utensil is not indicating that the utensil itself belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, that which is inside the utensil belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why I put the label on the outside, on the utensil, is because that's considered a cheap item. And so you put the label there, indicating about the more significant things inside. And therefore, hu chulin, the utensil itself is considered chulin, umash b'seicha carbon, whereas that which is inside of the utensil, which is likely to be more of a significant thing, that is assumed to be hekdush. On the other hand, v'im hayo shel mateches, if the utensil was made out of metal, such as copper or silver, that was commonly designated the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore hu carbon, it's assumed that the label is referring to the utensil itself, and therefore the utensil is hekdush, and it follows that umash b'seichei chulin, that which is inside the utensil is considered chulin, since the label is clearly referring to the utensil itself, and not what is inside of the utensil. However, omulo the Chachom said to Rabbi Yehuda, about your last point, we don't agree with you. Because it's forbidden to use something which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash for your own needs. So you can't store your chulin inside a hekdash utensil. So if you find items inside a hekdash utensil, we're going to assume that it was done in a permitted way. And so we assume that that which is inside is also considered hekdash, because ein derech ben adam liyos kinsim chulin lekarbon. It is not the general way of people to place chulin inside hekdash, since it's forbidden. And therefore, according to the Chachomim, if the utensil is made out of metal, and it's written on the utensil, carbon, we consider both the utensil and its contents to be hekdush.
Mishud Aleph, what happens if somebody finds a utensil on which something is written, but it's not quite clear what exactly it means? For example, amotzikli, if somebody finds a utensil, v'chosov alav kuf. The letter kuf is written on it. The question is, do we consider that to be an indication that it's carbon, that it's hekdush? And then, of course, it would depend on whether it's a metal utensil, or an earthenware one, or perhaps we don't even consider anything to be hekdush there, because maybe kuf is just an indication of somebody's name, or something else. So it's machlokes. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, we always assume it to be something halachic, something which has halachic ramifications, indicating that it is sanctified produce. And therefore, in this case, where kuf is written on it, carbon, we assume that it means a carbon. Mem, if the letter mem was written on it, then maisa, we assume it to be maisa sheni, and in this case, it wouldn't depend what material the utensil is made out of, because maisa sheni is always used to buy food, not items and objects, and therefore in that case, we definitely assume the maisa to be referring to what is inside the utensil, and the utensil would remain chulin. Dalad, if the letter dalad is written on it, then demai, we assume that which is inside the utensil is considered demai. Tes, tevel, we assume it's tevel. Tof, truma, And the reason why we assume automatically that it's referring to sanctified produce, even though it could be stand for a million different things, is because Shemeshah Sakona, during a time of danger, when the non-Jewish government didn't allow the Jews to keep Torah and Mitzvahs, Hayu Kosvin Tov Tachas Truma. They would write just the letter Tov instead of writing Truma explicitly, so that they would know that it stands for Truma, but the government wouldn't know. Now that's all the Tanakam's opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Klum Shemesh Bnei Adam Haim. They're all just names of people. It's the person's initials. For example, if his name was Moshe, so he'd write a mem. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't automatically assume that it has halachic significance. Now the truth is, we're about to see that Rabbi Yossi holds that even if it is written the full word Truma, or carbon on the utensil, even then we don't think of anything of it. And he'll explain his reason. But over here, Rabbi Yossi is saying that even according to Yud HaChomim, or the Tanakama, who hold that if it said Truma, then we would assume it was definitely Truma, according to you, if it only has a Tof, then you can't assume that. But now we're going to see that Omar Rabbi Yossi says that according to him, Afil Motzal Chomes V'him Leo Peiris, even if you find a barrel full of produce, the Chosav Allah of Truma, and it's written on the barrel very clearly, Truma. The full word, says Rabbi Yossi, Har Elu Chulin, the produce is considered to be Chulin. Why? Shani Omer, because I would say, Eshtekad Hoysam Leo Peiris Truma, last year, previously it was full of Truma of produce, but since then, Ufina. He's emptied out that produce, and now he's put more produce in, which is not Truma. You're right, maybe the first time he used it was Truma, but that has no bearing on what it is now. And therefore the produce which is in it right now, we consider to be Chulin, even if it says very clearly, Truma.